Hi, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia.
And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners.
And we're just following our dreams, you know, working to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right. And we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Super Mamas.
How are you? How are you guys? Oh my God, we are exactly 9 days away from Christmas? 8 days away from Christmas? I don't even know what day we're in.
Tell me.
Let me go check my
Before we age this podcast and put a date stamp on it, let's introduce ourselves. I am Bricia. I am Paulina's sister. And I have a 5-year-old boy and a 5-month-old little girl who is the cutest thing in the world, who I love and adore. And yeah, I'm just me. I don't know what else to say. I'm just trying to be a good person every single day.
I am Paulina. I am Bricia's sister, co-host of your favorite podcast, the Super Mamas podcast. And I am a mom of 3 girls, almost teenager, 9-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 3-year-old baby girl. She's not a baby. She's not a baby. And, you know, I'm just here trying to be also a better person every day. If you are new to our show, welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood. And for our longtime listeners, first day listeners, ladies, we love you. Hope you're all doing good. And if you are new to the show, don't forget to follow us on our social media, Instagram and Twitter @_supermamas, on Facebook, Super Mamas Podcast, and supermamas.com on the web. Also, you can send us an email or call us up at 424-326-3707 and send us an email at hello@supermamas.com. And stay tuned for the end of the show for our last pick or tip of this year. Bricia, this is the last show of the year. 2020, bye-bye. I hope you stay behind. Don't come chase us. Just leave already.
You know what? I am not mad at 2020.
Of course not. You had a new baby.
A weird thing to say. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a weird thing to say. I think the politically correct thing to say is like, what a year, blah blah blah, it's been an interesting, you know, but like always, you know me, I'm always like, I go against the grain. I just had a child.
I know,
I had the most beautiful, precious little baby. Like, her birthday is, you know, she's 7/15/2020, like that's her birthday, like the most beautiful thing in the world. Like, I have a daughter now. And
you have a daughter.
I got to spend time with her, and I breastfeed her every day. You know, after my trip, and I started supplementing with formula, because remember I told you that that I didn't have enough milk stored. And I knew, I'm like, once the formula enters this home, like, I know I'm going to get lazy about pumping. And yep, like, I haven't pumped in like 7 days. So
it's so much easier.
Yeah, but like, here's the thing. Because I'm home all the time, I breastfeed her all day. And that's why I don't feel bad about using. Yeah. I limit her formula intake to 8 ounces a day. So basically, if it's 4 like at middle of the day and 4 at the end of the day, or if it's all 8 at nighttime, but the rest of the, you know, 40 plus ounces that she eats are all mine.
Wow.
And I mean, she, let's say 6 times, I don't really know my math, but whatever.
6 times something is over 40.
So what I was trying to say is that, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
With Eduardo, when Eduardo started supplementing formula because I wasn't pumping enough at work. I remember, like, at work, I would come home and I would just be devastated because, like, you know, he would only get like 2 bottles of my breast, and like the rest was formula after he was like 3 months. And now, like, I can lay down with her. She, you know, she's on my boob while I work. it's great. It's everything I always dreamed of about having a baby and like having her while you work, you know? And it's happening. And yeah, I'm just feeling very, very blessed to spend this time with my husband. I feel like even though we've obviously have had issues, you know, communication issues this year, like every couple who's working from home, I'm sure, who both are working from home. I don't think we've ever been closer. And it's, you know, I think I've learned so much this year about myself, about my faith, about time management. And yeah, I just think it's like chill. Like it taught me to like relax.
I think one of the things that I have learned this year is to listen to people, like just to listen and not talk a lot. So, I mean, except here in the podcast, of course, but, this is my time where I let it out or my therapy. But other than that, like, you know, if somebody's trying to tell me, like to just to say, I'm just like, oh, okay. I don't engage because I feel like, you know, I'm just like, you know,
kind of like how I do it all the time.
I'm learning to be like you for sure. For sure. But I
just think it's back what they say, like, oh, so you think this, huh?
Okay. No, I think that's one of the things I remember, like one time I had a discussion, like an argument with my husband or something. And I call Jackie and I was like, ah, you know, just talking to her. And she was like, you know, Paulina, I think it's better. I think you should learn to, and not, she didn't say you should learn. She was just like, you know what I do? She was like, and I would suggest you do the same. She was like, I think you should just listen. You should listen. I don't remember how she said it, but it was like, listen more and, you know, talk less. And I was like, huh, okay. And I did it. And I've been doing a lot with my husband and like magic. We're like, yeah, I love you. Oh, me too. You know, all right. Like it's been more chill that way. I've definitely learned to prioritize my mental health before anything. So I think that's helped me a lot too this year. Just prioritizing my mental health has made a huge difference. In everything. And same, I feel like at the beginning everybody was just trying to figure out how to do this, and now I'm like, oh, okay, I got this, we'll see, you know. I see my children crying sometimes, all three at the same time, and I'm like, are you good? You need time? You want to come back? All right, let me know when you're ready. And Sabina's like, I'm not ready yet, okay? I'm like, okay, just let me know when you're ready. I won't be ready for a while. Okay, just let me know when you're ready. See, like right now. Example of that. Exhibit number one. She's probably crying because she needs to. We are training her that she doesn't have to be on the crib anymore. So she gets out of bed a lot. So we have to send her back. And there, you know.
Oh, six time.
Yeah.
Why not keep her in the crib? It works.
Because now we are having the bunk bed. I remember I promised my teenage daughter that I was going to give her her space.
She's not a teenager. She's 9. Wait, so is the bunk bed there already? You already have
the bunk bed? The bunk bed is here. But what we did was like we put made a bed right now for them because, you know, mom and dad are here. So right now they're all staying in a little made up bed in the room. So Sixta keeps getting up and, you know, she's not used to that because in the crib, she would just stay in the crib and like, she had nowhere to go. But now,
Eduardo, we took the railing out when he was like, I think 1.5, almost 2 months. No, oh, 2 years.
Years. Yeah.
Like before he turned 2.
Yeah, no, the crib doesn't turn into a bed. So it's just a crib. So she never figured out how to get out, thank God. So now she doesn't know what to do with herself because she's like, wait a minute. That's not how I'm supposed to sleep. Like, you know, if I don't have a railing, then that means I'm free. So then I'm having to like take her back and then it'll be fine. I learned that after the third day, you know.
Yeah, this is the 3 days, that's all it takes.
Second night. So tomorrow she'll be good. But yeah, it's been fun. It's been really good to see my kids grow. I know I keep saying that Chris is a teenager, but I was so proud of her when yesterday, you know, we did this family night thing that she's been wanting to do. And I was like, look, if you want to do this, I will, you know, I will help you send messages, but you have to put this together. You have to, you know, you have to give me the information of the websites, tell me which ones we're going to do. And her thing didn't work out because she wants to show a video and then, you know, pause it and ask you guys questions. Didn't work out that way, but she's trying to figure it out again because she wants to do another one. It was so much fun, but she was such a professional. You know, it was so fun, right?
It's so funny to see how they have adapted to Zoom and how like being the host is such a like big deal, like being the host of the meeting, you know? Eduardo today, he was telling me, Mom, yesterday was like one of the funnest days of my life.
Really?
Brista did such a great job, right, Mom? She was such a great host. How did she get to share her screen? How did she do that? I want to learn how to share my screen. I'm like, I think you have to be a host. Maybe next time I'm going to ask her to make me co-host. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to ask her that.
I know. It was so fun. And I
He's like, remember? He's like, I remember when Sabina came to the screen and like she hijacked. Oh my God, that was so hilarious, Mom. That was so funny.
I know we left her in the room because she, you know, I'm like, okay, we're going to be somewhere else. I never saw the answers to the questions, nothing. Like I was like, I'm going to go on the other side.
No, you obviously didn't see the answers.
I didn't. I lost.
You lost. And the funniest thing was like, Tita and fam, 7 points, Dionano, 6, my family, 0. It was funny because she kept doing it every time. Like, she's like, and my family, 0.
Look, I had no help. Dad wasn't helping. My husband couldn't figure it out. I was like, it's just Sabina. And Sabina was like, she would tell me the answers and then she would be like, but I don't know how to press it. And it was just so hilarious. But it was so fun. It was a great time. And yeah, I've seen how the kids are adapting. And at the beginning, it was really hard for her to get in the group of school. But I had a parent-teacher conference not so long ago, and the teacher was telling me how much she has like really grown. And every time I see her in class or I hear her, because I don't interrupt her, she's like, she's laughing and she's talking to friends and she's talking to the teacher. And they have they included like a one-on-one like twice a week with the teacher, when she just talks to the teacher for like 10 minutes. And it's, she just, you know, I just seen how much she expresses herself now. It's crazy. It's crazy because I always felt like she was kind of shy, but I'm like, she's not. She's very like outgoing and outspoken, and she doesn't, you know, she doesn't shy away from sharing what she feels. And I'm just so proud of how much she has grown in this like little time that we have like that the school started. It's been 76 days that we started school. We know every day they count how many days. So it's been 76 days, and she has been great. So, winter break starts tomorrow, and you know, she earned her Roblox back with a few rules, and you know, we'll see how that goes, and I'll let you guys know how things go at the beginning of next year, if she kept it for all this time or not. But she did earn it, you know. We gave her rules, we told her what she needed to do in order to get it back, and she did. So I'm happy that she is. And on the other hand, Sabina is the one that's like, she's so over school now. She's so over it. Oh, yeah.
Eduardo, too.
She's over it.
It's like, I can't wait for winter vacation. I'm like, homie, it's a vacation for you every day. Like, you're trying to act like you actually do school.
I know.
Yeah, she's just completely done with school, too. This last week was really difficult. And I was like, you know what? If you don't want to log in, forget it. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Tomorrow, they're just going to do like, I don't know. Crazy hair day.
He only has like 30 minutes tomorrow, and then that's it.
Like, they have like a talent show, so that's gonna be good. And then that's, and then it's mommy school all over again. Because, you know, even though, like, it's vacation, when it's vacation, it's on me 24-7. Because at least now I know they're, like, one is in one pace and the other one's in one place. Now it's all going to be me. So we'll see how it goes. But we have a very special guest today, Bricia. Who's our guest today?
It's someone that has known me his whole life. I haven't known him, actually. I haven't known him my whole life, but he's known me my whole life. and has known you his whole life.
Sure.
Someone whose ass I wiped many, many times.
Mm-hmm. Whose poop I ate.
Yeah. And someone who is loved and adored by our Supermax community. Mm-hmm. The very own, our very own brother, Fernando Lopez, is here to tell us what he's learned this year.
Yeah, you guys are going to have, you're just going to listen in into what our conversations are on the regular, the three of us. I always like, Fernando's always like the very, he's always has the best intentions. He always thinks the best of people. He's always the one that's like, we're like, no. And he's like, no, come on, guys. But the, you know, but we should do this for the good of humanity. We're like, okay, Fernando, sure. Okay.
Yeah. He's very much a hippie at heart.
He is. So I'm so happy that you guys are going to get to hear my brother again. I know all of you guys fan out over him. So you guys are really going to enjoy this episode. And without further, oh, don't forget about the picker tip of the week after this. But without further ado, here is our brother, Hernando Lopez. Hello, Fernando.
Hi, brother.
What's Welcome up? To the show.
I'm recording live from Super Mama's headquarters.
I know. How is it that you are in the headquarters now and we haven't been there?
I stay at the headquarters.
Well, thank you for giving us your time. You know, I know you're really busy. I really appreciate your time.
How long has it been on?
I don't know, but the fans want you. The fans declaman. So you know, we needed to have you back.
They haven't seen me recently. They haven't seen me with the long hair and everything.
They have not seen you the long hair, actually. They have?
I mean, on Instagram, right?
On our end, yeah. We do lives every day.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm sure they subscribe to your channel. I'm sure they see the Michelada lives that you do. They've seen you progress from your mustache to no mustache, short hair, long hair. You're 20.
Single, now you're married, you know?
And everything in between.
No dog, not one dog. Now you have two dogs.
Two dogs.
You're like a grown up.
You know, I'm heading towards adulthood. I'm slowly maturing.
So, this is the last episode of the 2020 Super Mamas, and
I can't believe the year's almost over, man. It's the craziest thing ever.
Tell me about it. I think I sent you guys this video earlier that they sent me about the match.com about the devil and 2020. Did you guys see it?
I didn't get that.
Oh my god,
I did not get that video.
You didn't get it? Oh my god, I have to send it to you guys again. It's so funny. It's like a match made in hell, and it's like the devil dating 2020, and it's so freaking hilarious.
Really?
I didn't get to see the actual video.
I will say the best thing about 2020 has been the memes. Like, the memes are winning in 2020. Like, everything.
I'll take a meme over the memes.
For real. I can't believe the year's almost, I mean, it's like 2 weeks out from the week from the year being over. And kind of wanted to do a lessons from 2020. What have we learned, guys? Have we learned anything this year? What have you learned this year, Fernando?
On the positive end or on the negative end?
I mean, what have you learned? Like, I think this year has been so... Is this a word? Cathartic? Cathartic?
I think outside of work, right? I think we got to experience the both ends of, like, the human empathy and, you know, like, how nice we could be, but also how selfish we could be and how, like, not caring about others people could be. But we saw both ends, right? There's a lot of people who really stepped up and really giving and really helping, and a lot of people who just weren't willing to do the minimum to help other people out.
I know the best and the worst came out this year.
Yeah.
I always remember, like, at the beginning of this year, we usually, you know, every year we get together and we're like, this is what we're going to do. I don't know if you guys remember last year. The year before, 2019, was so busy for all of we traveled so much. I think the last few months of the year with the book tour and the anniversary of the restaurant. And it was just like, you know, it was a good, you know, I think the last 3 months of 19 were like, just go, 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 go. I mean, it's always been, but it was crazy. And we sat at the beginning of 2020 and we're like, I think this year we should take, you know, concentrate on one thing and take it a little bit slower. And we're like, we should just reevaluate what we wanted to do. And then like, we really did. Like it was crazy how things turned out. There's a lot that I personally learned from either like the business, but also personally. And I honestly feel like I'm so grateful that we are, you know, that we do this together, because I don't know if I could do this on my own. Like, I don't know yet. Like, I would have, I don't even know where I would be. So like, I'm really, really thankful that I get to do this with you guys and see the progression and see like, you know, how, like you were saying, like we step in. Mm-hmm. And I definitely have seen, you know, I'm really grateful because with everything happening and the kids and at home and everything, like I sometimes feel like very frustrated that I can't do more.
Yeah.
But like, I'm really thankful for you both. And I want to say it publicly for everyone to know. But also like, it's always good to see how we all like know, like we figure out where is it that we can help the most, I guess, organically. Yeah. And I don't know if Dad was meant to do it this way, but it just happened. I've always been curious to know from his end, but I'm really thankful. And you know, next year will be better, but bigger and better.
Bigger and better.
And as far as like the business side, what have you learned on your end, Fernando?
I think I learned the power of focusing on fewer things. Mm-hmm. You know, like
which was our theme of this year to begin with.
Yeah, you know? Like you were saying. But I think this kind of forced it. It was like a forced focus further, right? Because we couldn't do anything. Even if we wanted to do like events and side things and projects and stuff. It was just like, no, it's just, you literally can't, you're not allowed to. So, you know?
Yeah. 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 How has it been for Micheladas since it started and now, and you know, what have you seen? What are the new trends? What have you seen that has changed and evolved from there?
Well, I mean, I think it's just about like, at the beginning of the year, actually we changed our website and we went from Squarespace to Shopify.
That your was platform. April, you changed platform. Your website.
Yeah, like the e-commerce platform, mm-hmm. E-commerce platform, and it was literally, I think, probably a month before like everything shut down. It was probably in April, and as soon as we switched over platform, we saw an increase in sales. There are things that I don't like about Shopify, but the things that do worked out a lot better, and it's a lot easier to do a lot of things like the shipping and the labels. You know, to streamline the process. So I feel like we were fortunate, or it was like right in time, right? Because then when the pandemic hit, there was like a week or two where nothing happened, where like everybody was kind of figuring out what was going to happen. No, nobody was doing anything. And then after those 2 weeks, it was like an explosion online. We started getting crazy amounts of sales. And, you know, like while I wasn't like all over the place doing a million things, I was still working like crazy, like, just one thing. Mm-hmm. So we were able to focus and like do a bunch of videos and content. I think now it's gotten to the point where like we're so busy with this, right? We're like, I'm not even doing that anymore, but I still need more time to do more things.
I know. I remember at the beginning of this, there was also like a big challenge with just the materials, right? Like,
oh yeah, sourcing. I mean, because what happened is that everybody started selling hand sanitizer, like mm-hmm. everybody in all sorts of containers. So then a lot of people think that like all these things come from China, right? But just because of transportation costs. There's still a lot of production that's being done in the US, like in bottles and plastic and a lot of things. So like the big factories, you know, like the way the bottling works is there's like a machine or two, a couple of big machines that make all the bottles, right? And they just switch out the molds. So like at a certain time, all the machines in the US all had the molds to make sanitizing bottles. And every other bottle that had already been made for other things got sold to hand people that were new to the industry who wanted to sell hand sanitizer. Like every single bottle, like the liter bottles, like the little 4 ounce bottles, especially the little ones. I mean, so you would go into like the restaurant wholesale stores, like, you know, Jetro and all these places, and everybody was selling hand sanitizer in like these bottles, which before,
when
like
you say these bottles, when you say 30, these bottles,
like the Michelada bottles.
The 32 ounce bottle.
Yeah, these are.
If you don't know what we're talking about, feel free to
visit islandmichelada.com. That's right. If you're on podcast, if you're on the podcast and you're only listening, when I say these bottles, I mean like our 32 ounce like Michelada bottles, the ones that we use to make the Micheladas from. But they were all taken. So like there was a week where we had like an order from like Vallarta and we had zero bottles and they wanted the orders quick, and because they're, you know, one of our biggest customers, I don't like to be late. So I was just online, like looking everywhere. Mm-hmm. I ended up buying like 1,000, probably like 1,500 bottles from this place that didn't even sell bottles. They sell shaved ice materials. So like they sell like shaved ice flavors.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So they had those bottles.
Mm-hmm. And they sell so many other things, but on their website, they also sell these like by the 12, right? For like people who sell shaved ice, if you want to make your own flavors. So I called them and like I bought everything they had, and it was like 1,500 because that's not what they do. But it, you know, it was also super expensive. So like, you know, it wasn't a very profitable order for Vallarta, but you know, at least we got to have our product on shelves and we're able to do that. So I mean, just figuring out things and figuring out, you know, like labels, everything that you can imagine, because you know, it's a product, right? It's a plastic bottle. And it's a consumer good. So everything that goes into it, from the label to the bottle to the neck sleeve, everybody who makes those things, we're now making things for hand sanitizing people who are all new to the game and, you know, just wanted to figure something out. So just imagine everybody's uncle and Theo and their cousin and grandpa, everybody got into that game.
Now that you go literally anywhere and there's like five different types of hand sanitizer.
Yeah. And they're all packaged five different ways, and probably because that's the way they could find.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you know, we shop in the same stores every single week through all this. And I saw the change from the same label, right? Like the same label, 1 week would be in one bottle, the next week would be in a different bottle, the next week would be a third bottle with the same label, and eventually the label would change. But that's a progression. That's what happened nationwide.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember it was crazy. And just having to adapt to all the new rules, and you know, everybody's being so scared. And also, I think like at the beginning, we didn't know if it was safe to even go to work and do it, and how many people could be there.
Because right? Usually, like, well, we buy a lot of things, we can go in and pick up. But now, like, even to this day, we can't pick up from a lot of our vendors. Mm-hmm. Like, we have to have bigger purchases so they can get delivery. And because everybody's doing delivery, all the drivers are taking. So you know, you're like last in line, and that's kind of where the relationships come into play. Where the people that we've established good relationships with, I can call them and I can talk to them, and like, you know, like they can pump me up, or like, you know, there's a lot of that, like being on the phone all day to talk to the right person and getting and talking your way into getting pushed to the front of the line.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's another thing that you also have to adapt, because all the regular processes that we had for everything, you know, from like Micheladas, a restaurant, the imports, everything changed so fast, and now you were kind of like at the mercy of other people, and you know, and everything was like, oh, it's COVID, it's because of COVID. Till this day, it's like everything
that I mean, like right now, like our online store, right, like the mall and stuff, like we wish we can get things out faster. Right now there's a slight delay, but that's because of the majority of our ingredients come from Oaxaca. Mm-hmm. And that process is slowed down because COVID is not just affecting us, it's like a worldwide thing. So that's, you know, it's not like it's different than like, say, a storm or earthquake where it only affects one place. This thing is affecting the whole world. So you're dealing. But I think because of that, you're also able to it's easier to communicate with people because everybody understands, at least from the vendor side, right? Like everybody on the vendors and the business side, we're all kind of understanding each other. And the next step is to hopefully the customer understands as well.
Hopefully. Yeah, I know it's been really tough, but I think it has also showed adaptability and, yeah. You know, like going by the, like, well, you know, which is whatever comes our way, we just have to like adapt to it and figure it out at the moment. Yeah. And every day is so different. Like every day is a new challenge. Even, you know, right now it's like every day we wake up and it's like, this happened. We're like, oh, okay, we have to figure out what, you know, how are we going to solve it? And then like tomorrow there's going to be something new and then we have to figure out how to solve it. But yeah. I think but
there's also a positive aspect, right? Like for example, the Megamiche, like we came up with that. This is a prototype, so this is not what it looks like, but we came up with that during COVID because of Smorgasburg. I had like 20,000 of these cups and I had to figure out what to do with them. And then we already had the bottles from doing other stuff. So we just took what we had and we repackaged it to be able to move. And there's even, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of processes in the restaurant that we're going to keep, like all the outside stuff that we did, right? Like I'm sure, I mean, we don't really use that parking lot that much. So maybe we keep the outside if they let us, you know, maybe we can do other things. We have that. So I think even though it is a big headache, there's also some positive aspects. And that's really all we can do is really just focus on those, right?
That's all you can do.
Otherwise, we'll just cry all the time.
Who says we don't?
Well, you know, more so.
I don't know. I don't know how many times you guys cry a week, but at least in my house, there's a lot of crying every day. It's not me and someone here, but there's always crying in the house.
My new dog is a crybaby. She cries for everything.
No, and you got a new baby too in the middle of the pandemic.
Yeah, well, you know, it was an opportunity. Like we got it for free. Someone was letting go of this beautiful German Shepherd.
How is that going?
It's crazy because she's big, but she thinks she's a puppy. So she's just like a giant clumsy puppy and she trips over and she's scared of everything and she cries all the time.
But it sounds
like a child to me.
It's like a puppy. Sounds very similar to what Brisa's going with the baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's very,
except she's not running. She's not clumsy and tripping over everything. But yes, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. I know.
She eats a lot. She eats like crazy.
So does
my puppy, my baby does too. All day long.
Yeah.
What do you guys think it's going to be? Next year's motto, next year's plan.
next year people go crazy, dude. Like people are, everybody's just like holding back so much. And next year everybody's gonna go crazy. I mean, like, you know, just imagine I think a good amount of people save some money, right? Like with them, like, not doing a lot of things. I'm sure maybe some people didn't, but people have saved. But there's that like pent up feeling of wanting to do something.
Yeah.
You know, so I think like going out, people, it'll be like, you know, going a little bit overboard next year.
I think so. I think so too.
Whatever, maybe drinking and traveling and shopping and everything. People are just going to want to.
I already have a list of places that I want to go. I'm like, I want to go here.
Like,
I want to go.
Right? Like you have a list of places you want to go.
I have a list of places I want to go, but I also have a list of things that I want to do. I'm like, when can I go get a Korean spa? That's gonna be like way, way, way there. But I know, I think next year is just gonna be like you're saying, there's so much that people want to do.
Yeah, that like I can't wait to go to a brewery with friends and just like sit down together and just, you know, drink and talk.
What is that even like anymore? Yeah. I don't even know what that's like anymore.
Yeah,
this was the best year for you to have a baby, Brisa, because like you're really not missing out on a lot. You're just, it's just like everybody's on the same boat as you. And then next year, everybody's going to go out like, oh, wow. I had a baby.
I know. It's so crazy because last year, today, I was pretty much done with the year. Mm-hmm. I had already said, you know, I'm taking the rest of the year off. And I was very early in my pregnancy and I just felt so tired. And I remember feeling like I don't want to do anything anymore. Like, I just don't want to do anything. Like, that's how depleted I felt at the end of the year. But I think like what this year gave me is just like perspective on, I don't know if this makes any sense, but perspective on perspective. Mm-hmm. Like everything really is how you look at things, right? Everything Definitely. Is just perspective. Like things that were thrown at us from, like you said, from one day to the next. You know, Fernando has been like the champion of mm-hmm. 2020 in our family, because I think by de facto, since he doesn't have any family, in the beginning it was like, well, Brisa can't do anything because she's pregnant. Alina can't do anything because he has kids. And it was like, well, send out Fernando.
I mean, he does have family. He has a wife and two dogs, but.
Right. But
not little children.
Not kids. Not kids. But I think like even the perspective that he's had, where it was like, well, my perspective is that I just got to figure shit out. Like, I don't have the time to sit here and think about this, right? And like every day him facing a new challenge was about his perspective of saying, like, okay, is this going to turn out okay? Or, you know, is it the perspective of we got to be safe for the community? Because sometimes I think there were times when we were talking, I think it was in the summer, where I just felt like, why are we so careful about stuff? Like, it feels like nobody cared. Like I would just look online and I would just see so many people traveling and living their life, getting together with friends. I mean, when we say things like, what is that even like? There's a lot of people that are still doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And there were moments where I just felt like, am I being like, am I the one who's getting punked right now? You know, they really felt like that sometimes. But I think, again, the perspective was, it's not really about me. It's about who I can infect and, you know, what that would cost to someone else's life other than my own. So again, I think it was just like about perspective, and even just to think that last year I was just, you know, pregnant and now I have a 5-month-old baby. And for me, it has been selfishly beautiful because I get to be home and I get to breastfeed my kid every day. And even though it's really difficult with, you know, I'm sure Paulina, sometimes I feel like an a-hole complaining about my life when Paulina has 3 kids at home. But, you know, even with my son asking me about something every 10 minutes with a baby in my boob and me trying to get some sort of work done, can be very, very overwhelming. But I think that I truly feel that I am in a very, very privileged and blessed position than other people, you know, also because I have a home and I have a backyard, and I can't even imagine what it's like, you know, going through this. You know, if you're living in a very small place with a lot of people. So I think it's just, again, all about perspective. But that's
definitely,
I don't know what the question was. I just rambled on.
No. I think that was good about like, what do we see us doing next year? And I think this year was,
oh, next year. What do I see us doing next year? I think the same. I think like, I honestly see a tremendous amount of growth for us next year. I think that regardless of the pandemic, we had decided collectively that we were going to focus on one thing, mm-hmm. which we have, you know, on the thing that we said we were going to focus on, which is our, you know, our brand. And I think Fernando has done like a fantastic, incredible job this year. And I think like if anything, sort of like setting us up for something bigger. I don't know what it is yet, but I think it's just, even if I just look back at every little decision we've made and how every little decision that we made even 4 years ago, 3 years ago is now paying off.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, if we look at our online store, right? Even just opening it up, which was what, 8 years ago that we did that. And it was just like a little side thing that we had. And then last year, putting a lot more attention to it, but not so much that, not, I think we always wanted to be where we are right now, I think that we got sidetracked by so many things.
Yeah.
And I think that because we've learned the power of focusing and what can we achieve, and we actually are seeing the potential of that side of the business, I think next year is really going to be a tremendous growth and seeing where our weaknesses are and how we can leverage those to make sure that, you know, we are, you know, running like a very smooth operation. Mm-hmm. And I think that we've all learned what our strengths are. And I think that's what I see next year. And as far as, I don't know how people are going to react. I mean, I would love for people to just go and, you know, live their life, be happy. I tend to have a little bit more of a pessimistic view on things, you know? And I think like the one thing I've realized I know is I don't know anything. Like I used to think like, oh, this is going to happen. Is this and that? Like, I have no idea.
I don't think that, I don't know if we have shared on the
other. I do want to go to Hawaii though. I do want to go.
I want to go to the beach for sure. I don't know if we have shared on the podcast that, I think you went to Florida around this time. Was it around this time where you came back and you were like, hey guys, like, you know, this is going to happen for 3 months. And we're like, that's not going to happen.
Oh yeah. In February, right?
February. It was after New Year's.
It was after New Year's. And
I think it was like the first week of Feb that I went, and I came back and I was like, listen, guys, this is what's going to go down.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember.
And like everyone was like, no way. And
then like 3 months, no way. It's been freaking 9 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. I mean, and you know what? Like, I think that one of the other thing that I have learned is like, it's stressing again and again, the importance of like saving. Because I feel like a lot of people got really caught like off guard during this because, you know, we don't really, in our culture, we don't really have that culture, right? Of saving. And I remember like, we would always talk about like, we should save money, we should save.
And I think even in the business, right? Because I think like there's such a pressure to grow and grow and grow. And sometimes like business owners, they finance, it's all finance growth, right? Where like, it's like growth on paper, and it's just, but like when something like this happens, it's unforeseen that it's happened now to us, what, two or three times, you know, like if you don't have the fundamentals, like low debt, you know, like good, you know, cash flow, all these things. And
it's like the fundamentals will spend less than what you make.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I think like,
but also like, because you could do that and also be tremendously leveraged. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But because you're servicing your debt, you just, like you're still making more than you're spending, but it's not the same because there's all this debt all over the place for the sake of growth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also about like how you think you need like all these things, but this year it was like, wait, I don't think I really need this or need that, or, you know, need this. Like,
I don't know, but I need like 5 pairs of sweatpants and like 2 slippers, apparently. The exact same kind, but just one for upstairs and one for downstairs. The power of a good house shoe. Come on.
The power of
underrated.
Unlike Fernando, that's gonna start making his own clothes.
There you go. Yeah. For like, yeah. But I think like going back to like finance, and I was just thinking about, you know, I think like we've talked about how, you know, mom and dad lost everything and moved to Mexico, and just like even just that story of what lack of financial literacy can do to a person.
Yeah.
And like dad calls it sickness, obviously, because that's what dad calls everything. But the idea, like Fernando was saying, that you have to grow and you have to have a fancy office and you have to have this and you have to have that and you have to grow, grow, grow. And I think like,
or like if you have one successful restaurant, then you have to have 5 restaurants, right? Like,
right.
If you're not opening up new restaurants constantly, you're failing because you're not taking advantage of something.
Right. And I think we were so close to opening up a new restaurant.
Yeah.
Like a year and a half ago. And I remember, and maybe 2 years ago, actually that you're already passed by, like 2 years ago. I was remembering this journal entry that I had, and I was reading it and it said like, why do you want to open a new restaurant? Like, what is the, like, why do you actually want to do it? Like, close your eyes and really ponder and pray on the reason why that is.
And is it because you're looking for affirmation from something, or is it because you generally want to, and it's like, you can't live without this idea, you know? And I think for me, it was like affirmation and idea that we had to grow and we had to do something new because other people were doing other new stuff. And like, I felt like I was falling behind. And I think like that is really where it would, that call, would call sickness. I think I think at the end of the day, it's just really caring about what other people think about you.
Yeah.
Right. Without first understanding, well, what is it that I really want to achieve? Like, what is my goal? What is the mission? And if it is that, and if that is your mission, your goal, then it's going to be steady growth, not, you know, I mean, unless tomorrow I play the lotto and win like $1 billion and I will invest in everything. And yeah, and
that's a really high tax. You're gonna be in a really high tax bracket.
Well, great. And then I'll be down to 500 million then.
You're still up.
Dang, I would lose half of it. And 45% of
45%.
But yeah, and then just getting like that, I think that's really important, and saving and investing too. You know,
This is the first year that I actually started like investing, and it was kind of scary, but I'm like, now that I look back, I'm like, damn, I should have invested more. You know, I'm like, yeah,
you know, I went more extreme, you know, like I just go extreme. Like to us, like we're about right now just paying off completely our debt. We think even like after we pay our debt, investing a little bit, but even before investing, we're going to just finish off paying our debt. And after that, we're thinking of just like working towards just paying off the house completely before doing anything else.
Yeah. Paying off my house.
Yeah. But like, before,
oh, really? Because
I really wanted to like buy another property and do all these things. But I'm like, you know, if I just pay off my house first, then at least I'll have that. if something else happens, at least I'll have that.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
No, that makes complete sense. And I know a lot of people who are, you know, very wealthy that, you know, they don't have a mortgage. Like, yeah, my house, I own my house and I own my car. And like, you know, and I pay very low taxes on my home because I bought it in a good time.
Yeah.
And that makes a lot of sense. I also bought a Bitcoin a long time ago that I'm not now looking at, like, which I could have never even like imagined that I would get into stuff like that. But I,
damn, you did?
To my girlfriend a while ago. And now I'm looking at like how much it is today. And I'm like, damn, when am I going to like get it? When should I sell it? Because it could crash very easily, you know? But I remember I have a girlfriend and she told me, she's like, I had a conversation with my girlfriend. She was telling me the world's an end and how her husband was investing in Bitcoin and how I should at least own one coin. And I debated it forever until I finally was like, you know what? It is what it is. I remember when I was so scared of putting my money in an investment account for stocks and, you know, and I saw it all kind of collapse in March. Yeah. I saw it all kind of like, I had this amount of money and then I saw in March and I was like, well, that's really scary. And now seeing it today, you know, I'm like, I should have invested more money back in March.
I'm almost owner of Disney.
Even then, right? Like I still would have just kept my cash and just paid off, because I want to just pay off that debt first, like regardless, right? Like regardless of what could have happened or whatever.
I mean, but I don't, the only debt I have is my home, so I guess it would make sense if I would maybe what we'll do next year following your advice is just pay a little bit more on our mortgage every month.
I mean, we're thinking about throwing like everything at it.
Oh, really? That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I think probably
my plan is that if all goes well, my coin is worth a lot of money in 2 years, and I will use that to pay off my house.
With one coin.
Well,
no, I know, that's what I'm saying. I've seen the price of the Bitcoin.
You guys can laugh at me in 2 years and be like, "This bitch lost her money.
You should have sold."
No, but I think you know, it's just like that, you know, taking the jump. I mean, I remember like at the beginning, we would send each other messages like, oh my God, it's crashing, we should buy. And I was like, I don't know, but what if it all goes to shit, you know? And I was like, I'm just going to do it. And then I would do something weekly. Like, I know, you know, Patty Rodriguez, our friend, every 2 weeks or she puts like, it's time to invest. And so every time I would see her, I would buy something. I would buy one. I would buy something. And now I'm like, I should have bought 10. Now I can't afford the new prices, you know,
but that's how it always is.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's something new that I learned. And it's just about like, just going for it, you know? And just teaching, I think like now that we have done it, it's going to be easier for our kids to do it because we've done it. You know,
who knows? I still don't understand anything about blockchain. I just did it because I'm like, it makes sense, I guess. Kind of like, I probably know 20%. So if anyone's out there, like, please, like, don't take this as my advice. I don't know.
We're going to have to find someone to explain all of this to us.
I don't know. I tried. I need to like look at more, but all I know is that I own one coin and I own like a couple of Litecoin and Bitcoin. Oh, why? Don't ask me why.
I've never even heard of Litecoin. I only know
about bit. Like Garlic Coin. There's Dogecoin. There's like
Ether. I heard Ether is a new up and coming. I'm done. I'm done with that.
You can just make your own. I think you can create your own.
No. Bitcoin.
Bitcoin and they'll invest in it.
They'll think it's Bitcoin, but it's really my coin. And I'll just keep all the money. No.
I think that's called fraud.
I think when all this was happening, there was like a Zoom. I forget what Zoom's ticker is, but it's not ZOOM. I think it's like ZOM. So then whatever company was ZOOM saw a big boom for a bit because people were just buying it, assuming it was Zoom.
Yeah. And I actually read an article about that, about how they named them. And I was like, oh, hell no. I now have to be really careful. I'm like, okay, what does this one mean? Because people were just buying stuff like that. It wasn't even what they thought it was.
No, they thought it was. Yeah, because it sounded like whatever they thought.
Yeah, I know. That was funny. Do you think Smorgasbord is going to open again?
Definitely. It'll definitely come back. I feel like LA needs it, you know? Like it's crazy because because I'm in it every single weekend, you lose sight of what it is. But it's bigger than most LA food events.
Yeah.
And it happens every single weekend. I mean, I can think of only a handful of food events that are bigger than Smorgasbord. And those only happen once a year.
I know. It was I was talking to Dad, I think. Yeah, the first night that he came back to my house and we were talking about how it all went down because I was in Oaxaca with them and we were having dinner and we were talking about the virus. And back then, you know, no one believed in it. So they were like, ay, no, eso es puro chisme, pura mentira. That's not going to happen. And then I was telling him like, well, you know, I came back and how everything happened and how everything's so different because now they're here. And they're like, but things look normal. I'm like, no, this is nothing. Like if you were here in March.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was really, really sad to see. I remember the first time that I went to drop off something for you, Brisa, at your house because you were pregnant. I went to drop off something like a machine or something. And I came back and I remember being on the 110 freeway. And it was the saddest thing because there was no cars. And every, what do you call it? The espectaculares. What are they called? The
billboards.
The billboards, every billboard was like, we can do this. We can make it. Let's survive. And I remember it was so depressing because now you go outside and it's just normal. You know, people are just living their lives. And I was telling him, I remember like how crazy that was. I don't think it's going to get like that again, hopefully, but that was a crazy time.
No, I think humans adapt and we've all adapted. And I think it's also like to credit humans that's what we are born to do, to adapt to anything. Mm-hmm. And it just,
do you guys ever watch that show Watchmen?
No.
Oh man. It's a crazy show. Such a weird show. But like in the first episode, there's a scene, right, where everybody's driving and all of a sudden there's like an alarm and everybody stops and just squids just start falling from the sky. But everybody's just chilling. Everybody like just waits in their car and they're like having a conversation. You know, like, oh, what did you do? You know? And then it stops and then people get out and they clean them. and then they disintegrate and then everybody drives. And then you're watching it because you don't really understand, you know, you're like, what's going on? But that's literally what would happen, right? Like if squids falling from the sky was a regular thing that happened once a week, I think at first people would freak out and everybody would be really weird. And then eventually it'll be just one more thing that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's exactly where we are right now.
That's exactly where we are. Like every day I see the numbers, I'm like, this is insane. But then you go outside and it's like, meh, you know.
Well, this is where it's really interesting, because if you think about how careful, I mean, I think we've always been careful and we continue to be careful. But I think the stigma and just the perspective we have on it, what had in it, was so different. Because, you know, I remember even 3 weeks ago from the time of this recording, the city said that if the cases reached 4,500, we had to shut down. And I remember I was looking at the case count and they got 3,500, you know, 3,000, then we go up. And they would say, you know, it's set to, you know, surpass the 4,000. And then once the 4,500 number got there, it was so scary because I felt like that was the number where, you know, and last time I saw it was 20,000.
Yeah.
I mean, if 4,500 was, you know, really bad, what's 20,000?
That's what people don't understand about the whole thing, is it's exponential growth. And that's the whole dangerous part about it. Like it's like our stocks. It's like, you know, it's exact same thing we're talking about, saving and money, because it's exponential. Where like it starts off slow, but once it hits a certain point, I mean, it's always exponential, but it's just slow, slow, slow. And then like it grows really, really fast after that. So once it hits a certain number, you're growing percentage on top of that number, on top of that new number. It's just, it's compounding. So, I mean, so that's why people don't understand the concept. I mean, if people understood compound growth and exponential growth, I think a lot more people would save more money.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It's like, or pay off their homes.
Yeah, right. Or like, it's like, because it's like the same thing they were talking about in terms of like saving an investment, right? Like it's long-term investment, because, you know, you're saving $100, but in 20 years, it could be worth, you know, a lot more.
105.
I know. But yeah, I mean, and if you think about how, you know, and when you go to a store, chances are there's a person that's infected now, you know, before, you know, but before you'd be like, oh, okay. But I think now it's very, very scary. And I remember, and I, you know, I always listen to the daily, and you guys know that that's kind of like where I feel like in my coronavirus insight, where I always am very smart about what I know what I'm talking about. And I remember them saying it was going to be a very dark winter. And now I understand what they mean. For me, in my mind, winter is okay, great. So January 1st will be good. But I forget that winter is all the way through March.
Yeah.
It's going to be an entire year. And it's just really sad to hear about just what's happening in the restaurant industry, and so many restaurants closing, and it's scary. I the other day I told you guys that I woke up like in the middle of the night and I was having like anxiety. I was like, oh my God, what's going to happen this time around? But it's, you know, we're in a very, I don't know if this is the right word or a smart word to use, it's susceptible industry. And who knows what's going to happen. And just, and even, you know, even just, I get on calls with other women who are in the industry, who are in Chicago, for example, that sees super cold winters, who can't do outdoor dining, or New York, who, aside from it being cold, is so small, you know, or in North Carolina, where they're not allowed to sell to-go alcohol, you know, like, and I just think of, oh my gosh, I feel so blessed to be in LA. And, you know, it's, there's, we have so much more work with here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's super, I'm really cold right now, and it's like 61 degrees or 60 degrees. I'm like, oh my God, it's so cold. And then there's other places where that's, you know, in New York, it's, I just read that there was like, I don't know how many inches of snow. And I was, oh my God, how are people doing it over there? It's crazy, you know, but who knows what's going to happen. I think we're just going to keep having to do it, you know, slowly, one day, and just like figuring it out along the way. That's all we have to do.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
I'm glad my wife has a job.
I know. I'm glad my husband has a job.
And you know what? It's the same as, and also just the challenges of having to work, having, you know, to work from home and having, you know, both spouses here with kids.
Yeah.
It's an entire different experience. You know, there are days where I love that he's here, and there are days where I just think that it's better when he goes into the office. At least I know that I'm here by myself, you know? And I have to figure things out. It's, you know, there's, it's like the grass is always greener on the other side, you know, like Fernando, you go to, you know, you and Paola are never working in the same space, right? Like, I think you only work from home like 1 week or two since this whole thing started. And probably the same thing for you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. My husband has been leaving every day and it's awesome.
He doesn't have-
Where's he going?
He leaves every day and it's awesome. I don't know where he goes, but you know what? It's awesome. No, I mean, we already got used to it. We got a pretty good system, you know, on Tuesdays I leave and that's his day, and it's worked out pretty good. And I think I resisted it at the beginning, and I was like resentful that he was having a normal life. I mean, not a normal life, but like a normal, you know, going and talking to other people, to other adults. And I think that's one of the things that I had to come to terms with and be like, you know what, like I'll have conversations with adults at some point. But now it actually works. It works out. And I'm grateful that he's able to at least stay here one day and I can go to work. Because I just feel normal. You know, I feel like useful. I feel like I'm doing something. But it's good. I mean, it is what it is, right? You have to adapt. I know that there's some other couples that where the husband has to stay and the wife has to go. And so people have adapted, and, you know, we'll see what next year looks like. I feel like every year at this time, everything like kind of like slows down a little bit, you know, after Christmas, everything like slows down. And then like, and at least for me, every year it's like after right before Christmas, it's always been like that. It slows down. And then after January 5th, we have to go back because there's all these things that we have to do at the beginning of the year at the restaurant in the admin side. And so we'll see what happens. But again, I'm just like grateful that we do this together, guys. Is that still there, Fernando? How is it working with Dad now?
Yeah, he's Dad.
Not much has changed, to be honest. I was at the warehouse today for a little bit. And I just was thinking how not much has changed. Like, our lives are still sort of the same. Because when we were kids, we were still, you know, packaging sal de gusano for his mezcal, and we were there and we were wrapping things up. And yeah, now we're wrapping mole, but what's really the difference? We're still wrapping and packaging stuff
carts?
Yeah, and wheeled carts. Like, it's still the same thing. We would go
Cantaritos.
To his bodega and you know, put like little mecates and cantaritos.
Yeah, that's
you true. Know, fill up that's bottles true. Of mezcal and pop them, and now you're just putting michelada in a bottle and still putting, you know, it's like the same work, but not. Yeah. Does that make any sense?
So true.
And like, we're still living the same life we used to, only that now we've figured out how to
put it online.
Make it more sustainable. Is that a catchy word? Is that like a 2020 word?
Well, you know, Carissa is already 9. So as soon as she's able to go outside, you have a new worker over there.
Well, I don't know. Eddie's 5 and he was out there today.
Damn it. I will.
He had his mask on and he was doing it.
That's good. That's good. I always tell her, like, it's time for you to start working at the restaurant. She's like, okay. So I'm like, you're behind, homegirl. I was working at 8. You're 9. She's late. She's a year late.
She would literally take up a jar and put it in a different
he would go for one wheel, what are those called again?
The cart.
Cart to the next.
I don't think I have a name.
Fernando was like, mejor no, mejor just leave it. Just leave it.
No, he managed to make himself semi-useful.
Oh, that's cute.
I mean, if he wasn't there, nobody would have missed him. I'm just saying that.
Well, good to know. I remember that one day that Krista went to work, supposedly, because she wasn't doing good in school. And then when I called her, when I called Ramiro, I was like, where's Sixta? Where's Krista, right? He's like, oh, she's taking a nap. I'm like, You're definitely not my dad, because my dad would have never allowed that to happen.
He also found a piñata and started kicking it like crazy. So he might have broke your Michelle's piñata.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He actually did break it.
He did.
Yeah.
Like, mom, how do I get the candy? I don't know. Figure it out. And he just got it and he just started kicking it and punching it. And I'm like, it's fine.
I'll bill you for a new one.
I'm like, I'm sure it's okay. At least you're just letting whatever anger you have out. He's just like,
You know what? Like, you know what's so funny? That now that you mentioned that, like every night, Krista, before she goes to bed, she tells me, mom, can I let out my energy right here? And I'm like, yeah. And she starts just like, she starts like going crazy and like rolling on the floor and like screaming. And she's like, okay, and now I can go to sleep. I'm like, damn, I wish I could do that. I should do that. I should roll on the floor with you. But she's like, can I let out my energy right now, right here? I'm like, yeah, go ahead. We all need to do that.
I think if I did that, I'd pull my back.
I know. Yesterday, Fernando was like, how is it being that old? And I'm like, dude, my back hurts. He's like, mine too. Nah, Fernando, you still look young. You look good.
Look it. We'll see. We'll see how long I can keep this childish figure.
Childish figure. Anyway, well, thank you, Fernando, for your time. Where can your number one fans, the Super Mamas, find you?
Oh my God!
Ask you for financial advice.
I love Michelas at ilovemichelas.com. info@ilovemichelas.com. That's my email or my personal Lernando Fopes. If you go to the I Love Michelas Instagram and you push call, that's my cell. So you can text me questions. I don't know. Available. I'm very easy.
I don't know. On the podcast.
I did that on another podcast, like a on the Richard's Famous podcast. It's like a food podcast.
And I bet you it's not as famous as ours because your phone's about to run off the hook.
There's a part where like I forgot what he asked me, and I'm like, yeah, you can call me, and I sent my cell phone number, and he left it in, and then KPCC played it or KCRW played it, and then people called me.
They did.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Who called you?
Who called me? She was like, oh, my friend has like another company. Maybe you guys should meet. And I was like, yeah, sure. And then, you know.
That's cool. Well, Fernando's phone number is now.
That's crazy. Really weird. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if your wife really appreciates that.
People don't actually call. No one actually does call.
When you get those calls in the middle of the night, you know, your wife is not going to be happy. All the super mamacitas out there, you know? Just letting you know.
I think your demographics, like, you know, it's like moms.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm saying, like, they're tired. You guys have a really busy life.
Your moms, you're tired.
Well, that's true. I'm not going to argue with that.
There are some moms that are feeling lonely. So, you know, you're probably going to get some calls.
I could definitely forward them to some friends.
For sure.
All right, anyway. We won't keep any longer from your wife right now. Thanks for being in our show.
Thanks for coming in.
Anytime. I'll come on weekly if you want.
We love you.
You might be our financial advisor from
my advice.
What's that lady called with the simple life?
Yeah, I'll have the most extreme advice.
He does.
I know.
He really does.
Yeah.
Fernando is the voice of reasoning in our family.
Extreme reason.
Anyway, all right, Fernando.
Okay, we'll see you later.
We'll see you later. I'll see you later in a bit when you come and drop off that. Bye. Hey, Super Mamas. Paulina and Brisa here. We just want to remind you to rate and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher,
Follow us on Spotify, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, have you seen us rocking our Super Mama swag? Well, we want you to join in. Use promo code SMPODCAST at checkout on supermamas.com/swag for 15% off your next order. Again, that's code SMPODCAST on supermamas.com/swag for 15% off. Okay, now back to the show.
And we are back.
We're from a pick or tip of the week, where my sister and I talk about things that we love, adore, or things we've been doing that has helped, that have made our life easier. Helena?
I am going to go with the tip of having family nights over Zoom. But guys, we cannot get together, you know, during all these holidays, I know, but we had a really fun night this week with the whole family. Everybody was in their own
house. Explain like how you did it though.
Well, that's like, what I'm going to say. We did a Zoom call where we all did, we all got an invite and we played over this two games. One of them is Kahoot.com and quizzes, Q-U-I-Z-E-Z-Z, quizzes.com. And all you have to do is you go into the website, you log in, and you send the link to all of your other family members, friends. And when you start a game, you share a code. Everybody joins at the game at the same time. And there's trivia questions, and you can all answer via your own phone. So let's say yesterday when we played, my sister Brisa had her own phone. My sister Elizabeth had her own phone. My mom, Brisa, my sister Elizabeth's fiance, my husband, my brother, everybody had their own phone. So we could all answer separately. And the game tabulates everything. And at the end, it tells you who the winner is, who was the fastest. And it was a pretty, pretty fun game. We did like Christmas trivia. We did holiday trivia. I don't even remember holiday songs, I think, that we did. And it was pretty fun. I forgot how competitive we all are. Because, you know, I've done it with like Girl Scouts and like I've done it with the kids school and everybody's just like that. And last night I was like, oh, no, I forgot. Like my family goes for the kill. but it was so much fun. The kids had fun. Everybody was laughing. Everybody was having a great time. And I think we're definitely going to do it again. I would highly recommend it. The kids love it. Grown-ups and kids alike. Kahoot and quizzes over Zoom. That's my tip.
We are so cutthroat.
We are so competitive. I mean, I was like, Sabina, we need to step it up next time, girlfriends.
It's like borderline ridiculous how we're like competitive over like some Kahoot.
We're like, and like no, not half a quizzes. Point.
I know, and I love how Grisa just like, it's like, okay, guys.
I heard Theo Nano first over my thing. No, half a point. No points for my mom for trying to cheat.
She went to check your phone. She was like, you cheated. You were Googling. You were Googling, mom.
Funny. It was so funny. I definitely recommend it. It was so much fun, right? We never knew we could have so much fun over Zoom.
Oh my God. Okay, so what I am going to recommend is a kitchen gadget that is going to change your life, that is the perfect stocking stuffer or the perfect like gift to send to that friend who loves to cook, but you don't want to spend a lot of money because this thing's only $10, but it'll be a game changer. Mom told me about it. And it's called the Mac Drassy 2-set silicone garlic peeler easy roller tube. So it's this tube that's made out of silicone, and inside the tube it has little divots, and you put the garlic in there and then you massage it and it peels the garlic for you. It's like, I don't even know. I mean, I really don't know how to explain it other than showing you a picture.
Oh, wow.
Obviously, we'll link it on the show notes, but it's basically a silicone
tube.
It's a silicone tube, and you put the garlic inside. Mom told me about it. She's like, "Oh, I want to." I
I bought it for her. I was like, well, I mean, I'll buy one for me and see what's up. I used it the other day. I was like, this thing is magic. How did I not know about this before? You peel garlic. It's like, how else would you peel garlic after this? Like, once you use this, you're like, what? Who invented this? Like, who invented this? Great.
I'm going to get it because I was trying to figure out a better way to peel garlic. And I don't know, I saw this video when you cut the whole garlic in half. And then I did that the other day and I wasted like a whole head of garlic. And I was like, that's not efficient.
Oh, no. You just put it in here. You roll it inside and it just peels it for you. I'm telling you, it's really weird.
That's awesome. That's a good one, like, for this. And for this,
like, it's $10 for two tubes. I mean, I don't know how long they last for $10. I don't know if they break apart after 20 uses. I don't know. But I just got it and it's like the best thing. One of the best inventions. So a great stocking stuffer for anyone who's looking for a last minute gift. I got that one on Amazon, but we also have a Super Mamas gift guide now up on our website now, where we highlighted some of our favorite local, Latina owned businesses. So yes, check it out.
We have both for kids and mamas or mamacitas or, you know, whoever in your family, but, check it out. It's pretty cool. We put it out this week and you can also see it at supermamas.com. And ladies, we will see you in 2021. Have a great...
Yeah, I'm ready for my Christmas break too.
Woo-hoo. I know, right? Have a great Christmas, safe Christmas, guys. Be careful out there. Love and hug everyone in your family. Have an amazing time at home. And we will see you next year with more Super Mamas, more surprises, more things. Hopefully more things than this year. but we're excited and we wish you all the best of the best of the best.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Are you going to break that piñata in the back?
There's three of them. There's four of them. I love them. I want to keep them all year long. It's like the best thing.
They are super cute. Well,
I love them. We'll probably break them in New Year's Eve, I guess. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I love them.
So cute. Anyway, we will see you guys in 2021. And that's it. Super Mama. Okay. Bye.
Hey sisters, thank you so much for listening. Hope all of you guys are subscribed to our newsletter. If you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button on supermamas.com. We will be sending out invites to upcoming events, promos, and super cool surprises your way. And of course, you can always keep up with us through the gram at @_supermamas and on Twitter, also at @_supermamas and in el Face at @supermamaspodcast.
One more thing. We want to hear your Super Mama moment of the week to share with all of you sisters. Call into our hotline, 424-329-3707, and leave us a message or simply email us a voice note to hello@supermamas.com. Very soon, we could be featuring you on the show. Please remember to leave your name and Instagram handle for a chance to be featured.
Much love and
see you next week. Super Mamas!